The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Mary set out and traveled to the hill country in haste to a town of Judah, where she entered the house of Zechariah and greeted Elizabeth. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the infant leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, filled with the Holy Spirit, cried out in a loud voice and said, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. And how does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? For at the moment the sound of your greeting reached my ears, the infant in my womb leaped for joy. Blessed are you who believed that what was spoken to you by the Lord would be fulfilled." The Gospel of the Lord. I guess it's technically morning still, so good morning, everyone. Mary set out in haste. She had just had a life-changing encounter with an angel and had just become pregnant, but had also just learned that her cousin Elizabeth was with child. And so she had sets out with haste to help with the pregnancy. We can only speculate how dangerous this journey would have been for Mary. Tradition holds that it was at least 100 miles from Nazareth to the hill country of Judah, where Elizabeth was. And those 100 miles were rough and rocky roads. They were filled with bandits, people waiting in the shadows to take everything you had. So it would have been a very difficult and dangerous journey, especially for a young woman who had newly become pregnant. But this haste is important, especially in the face of danger. It shows us the depths of love that Mary had for Elizabeth, her cousin, but also for the gift of life. And what's more, it shows us her humility and willingness to serve. I had a conversation with a young married man recently, and he had told me that his wife was newly pregnant with their second child, and so I congratulated him. But what he told me in return was kind of shocking. He said, "You know, of all the people I've told of my pregnancy, my friends, my family, you're the only one who's congratulated me. Every other person has asked, 'Are you sure? Are you sure that's what you want?' Almost in disgust." This is such a stark contrast to the scene in today's gospel. Mary goes in haste to see and help Elizabeth and greets her. And upon hearing the words of Mary, John, still in Elizabeth's womb, leaps for joy at the presence of the Lord. "Blessed are you, and blessed is the fruit of your womb." Elizabeth recognizes the beauty and goodness of new life, and even recognizes Mary as the mother of God. "How does this happen to me that the mother of my Lord should come to me?" By now you're probably wondering, where are you going with this, Father? Is this another abortion homily or some such? Well, yes and no. Abortion is the law of the land, unfortunately, and we're constantly praying and working to overcome that here and throughout the world. But realistically, the law is currently there, and there's not much we can do about that. So instead, let's look to what we can individually do to help ease the burden of new life. Because one life saved is one life saved, and that's worth something. What we can do will look different for each of us depending on our circumstances and depending on the different gifts that God has given us. But one thing that all of us can do is this, and it's very simple. Make sure that our response to the news of a pregnancy is in line with the gospel today. It is probably the simplest thing that we can do. We may find ourselves in a situation where a friend or family member is pregnant, or even one of our own children. Will we respond like the family and friends of the young man I told you about, asking if they're sure that they want another one? Or will we respond like Mary, going in haste to give them the love and the support that they need? But let's not stop there. Are we ourselves open to new life in our own family? Are we able and willing to trust that if God gives us another child, that he'll make sure that we have the support that we need? The goal, my brothers and sisters, is not just merely an end to abortion, but to make it easy to choose life. Do we support policies that help pregnant women? Do we support policies that help them not just give birth, but also help them to raise their children throughout their life? Think of it as supporting people throughout the entirety of their lives, a whole life perspective. We believe in the right to life from conception until natural death, but can we also believe in supporting people from conception until natural death? This is the demand of the gospel, to love your neighbor as yourself. For some of us, it might mean changing our response to the news of pregnancy. For others, it might mean supporting good policies that work towards this end. And still for others, it might mean being more open to new life in our own families, to include adoption. Oftentimes, it can help if we reframe the way we look at these situations, if we look at them through the eyes of our Lord. Throughout the Gospels, he always looks upon us, and each individual he comes in contact with the eyes of love, with a deep care for everything and all of creation. And he asks us to do the same. Can we see in the young pregnant couple another holy family? Can we see in the newly conceived child another infant Jesus? When Mary went with haste with our Lord in her womb, her visitation to Elizabeth became a visit from God to his people. Can we too see the image of God in each person we meet, whether friend or foe, whether wanted or unwanted? My brothers and sisters, today let us reflect on what Elizabeth said in today's gospel, and a reminder that God is with us. How does this happen to me, that the mother of my Lord should come to me? Blessed are you who believe.